This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. Four lobbyists avoided serious punishment this week for improperly donating to Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's campaign. More than a decade ago, the city's ethics board was tasked with enforcing an executive order barring lobbyist contributions to the mayor. But this week, the ethics board dismissed four cases against lobbyists who donated to Johnson's campaign. The board says a recent legal opinion concludes the board lacks the authority to actually enforce the rule. Alderperson Matt Martin chairs the city council's ethics committee. He says he's surprised this is just coming up now.
It is surprising that this, to my knowledge, is the first time really in the last 13 years where someone has so publicly flagged enforcement challenges here.
Martin says it is a priority to fix the issue. In other City Hall news, Mayor Johnson is brushing off a proposed recall attempt. He says he's not going anywhere and calls the recall effort, quote, disingenuous. A Chicago resident is launching a campaign to allow voters to recall a Chicago mayor. More than 50,000 signatures would be needed to put the binding referendum on November's ballot. Some Cook County commissioners are set to vote today on shifting up to $70 million to Chicago. The money would help provide food for new arrivals. But some commissioners are concerned about blowback from voters and their communities. Commissioner Tara Stamps represents parts of the West Side.
We've given lots of money, millions and millions, and you have communities like mine, Black communities, saying, why can't this money be found for the things that we needed, whether it's grocery stores or other situations that arise that are a significant need in struggling communities?
Still, commissioners touted how they want to help, and they largely support giving money to Chicago. Gun control advocate Gabby Gifford shared what anti-violence efforts she's working on at a City Club of Chicago event yesterday. The former Arizona congresswoman founded her gun control group after she was seriously injured during a 2011 mass shooting in Tucson.
Our lives can change so quickly. Mine did when I was shot. But I never gave up hope. I chose to make a new start.
Now, she says, her nonprofit is working to expand access to victim compensation funds, to elect public officials who support gun violence prevention, and to draft legislation to crack down on gun trafficking in states like Illinois. Chicago's Inspector General is responsible for investigating corruption across all arms of city government. Current IG Deborah Witzberg says she wants more transparency for residents about how her office handles misconduct among local officials. Witzberg told WBEZ's Reset new listening tours will seek to inform Chicagoans about how investigations work and to give them a chance to voice concerns about their neighborhoods.
Our work is only as impactful as we are effective in talking about it. If we're doing our work and it's not reaching people, then, you know, the accountability tree is falling in the forest and there's no one there to hear it. If Chicagoans have something to say about how we should improve city government, that they know where to find us to tell us.
Residents can visit igchicago.org to participate. And something else you should know today. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's picks to lead some city departments were confirmed by the City Council yesterday. Marlene Hopkins' appointment to lead the Buildings Department unanimously sailed through City Council. That's even though she was found negligent in the 2020 Little Village coal plant implosion. Meanwhile, alderpersons used a procedural maneuver to delay Johnson's pick for Chief Information Officer. That's unusual, since most mayoral appointments face little pushback by the City Council. Today's weather, it's going to be cloudy with some rain throughout the day, and temperatures will reach the mid-50s. Then tomorrow, the weather will be sunny with temperatures almost reaching 60 degrees. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.